And there was given to me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall be tread under foot 42 months. Notice the angel measuring the temple of God and the altar. You cannot measure the spirit. Therefore, this is not referring to the spiritual body of Christ. This verse is referring to a physical temple that you can physically measure. And this temple is called the temple of God and is located in the holy city that shall be tread underfoot for 42 months. And we also see this same measuring of God's temple in Ezekiel chapter 41, where we see the measured length of an actual building, that is Ezekiel's temple. And Ezekiel's temple is not the third temple. The third temple will only likely stand for 3.5 years during the duration of Jacob's trouble. And that third temple is going to be completely destroyed. And when Jesus reigns on the earth for 1,000 years, that is when we're going to see Ezekiel's temple stand. And that temple would be the fourth temple. Moreover, Revelation 11 tells us this temple of God is located in Jerusalem, which is key because the body of Christ is not located in Jerusalem. No, the body of Christ is all over the earth. So this is how we can know that Revelation 11 is referring to a physical temple that is going to be located in the city of Jerusalem, meaning that a future third temple must be built in Jerusalem. And not only that, but it sounds like this angel is being given orders to measure this temple of God in Jerusalem right before Jacob's trouble begins. And how do I know that? Because the angel is measuring the temple before it is tread underfoot for 42 months, which is the entire duration of Jacob's trouble, according to Matthew 24. As it is written, but the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall be tread underfoot 42 months. Notice that the angel is being told not to measure the court which is without the temple, because the Gentiles are going to tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. Again, the 42 months is the entire duration of Jacob's trouble. Jacob's trouble is not 7 years. Israel is only going to be in trouble for 42 months. That is the entire duration of Jacob's trouble, and it begins at the abomination of desolation, according to Matthew 24, which is the start of the great tribulation, the time such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And at this time is when Michael is going to stand up at the time of trouble such as was not, and every believer in Christ will be saved, everyone that is written in the book. Moreover, notice the angel in Revelation 11 is being told to rise and stand up to measure the temple of God right before the holy city is about to be tread underfoot for 42 months. This is a huge clue that this angel could be Michael that is rising to stand up at the time of trouble, right at the start of the 42-month Great Tribulation, as we also see in Daniel chapter 12, and we see an angel standing up to measure the temple of God right before it is tread underfoot for 42 months in Revelation chapter 11. All this indicates to me that right before the rapture happens, the vision that we're being shown here in Revelation 11 is showing a physical temple of God located in Jerusalem right before the holy city is about to be tread underfoot for 42 months. And if there is a temple, you know that there's going to be daily sacrifices going on at the temple, which will come to an end at the time of the abomination of desolation, which is what I believe triggers God's wrath. And the rapture, which occurs at the same time according to many scriptures, for example, there's Isaiah 26, we see the resurrection happening at the time that God brings his indignation, and we also see God's children being called into their chambers at the time of God's indignation, which is the rapture. This event happens the same day that God's wrath comes. Just as in the days of Noah and the days of Lot, both were saved from sudden destruction of God's wrath the same day. There is no gap period. There is no 1 week gap period or 6 month gap period. That's nonsense. It's non-biblical. And just as it is written, the day that the Son of Man is revealed, in that day the Jews are going to flee from the housetops to the mountains, and they are instructed to flee when Jerusalem is surrounded with armies, and when they see the abomination of desolation. Therefore, when they see these signs, that is the sign of the rapture on the day that the Son of Man will be revealed. This is according to Scripture. This is according to Luke chapter 17, verses 30 through 31. So to wrap things up, what signs need to occur before the rapture? Number one, the temple of God must be rebuilt in Jerusalem. Number two, the daily sacrifices need to resume. Number three, we need to see Jerusalem surrounded with armies. Number four, the abomination of desolation, when that man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. These are the top four signs that the Son of Man is about to be revealed. And as you could see, many things still need to happen in order for the rapture to occur. So we are not necessarily there yet, but we could see these things forming. We could see them preparing the way for the third temple to be rebuilt and the sacrifices and etc. Now, in the last video, I shared that the red heifer ceremony might occur in Passover or Pentecost of the year 2024. If these red heifers stay red and without blemish, and let's just say that they do, hypothetically, then that might raise some excitement amongst the Jews to want to rebuild the temple. But here's the bottom line. I believe that once the third temple is rebuilt and the daily sacrifices begin, I believe that this is going to start the 2300 days countdown. And at the end of those 2300 days is when I believe that Jesus is going to set up his kingdom on the earth. Now, as far as the rapture is concerned, I do believe that the rapture is going to occur at the abomination of desolation, leaving approximately 42 months left for the time of Jacob's trouble, when we see Jerusalem surrounded with armies at the abomination of desolation. This is when I believe that the Son of Man is going to be revealed according to Scripture, and I believe that this event is going to happen at the sixth seal rapture, which occurs before the seven trumpets and the seven bowls of God's wrath. Remember, we are appointed to tribulation. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. But we are not appointed to God's wrath. And the great tribulation is the worst time, such as was not since the beginning. So you know that the great tribulation is speaking about God's wrath. According to Luke chapter 21, verse 23, it even says that at the time of desolation, there is going to be wrath upon this people. This people is referring to the Jews and the time of Jacob's trouble. And this occurs at the abomination of desolation. But that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and end with the gospel, and that is that we are all sinners, and the wages of sin is death. Yet God, in his amazing grace, freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Jesus Christ when he freed us from the penalty of our sins on the cross. For God presented Jesus as the Lamb of God that is without blemish, meaning that he never sinned. He is the Holy One of God, and he was sacrificed for the sins of the world. And now people can be made right with God when they put their faith and they believe that Jesus Christ sacrificed his life, shedding his righteous blood on the cross, and that he died, was buried, and rose again on the third day for our justification. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.